Good evening, VI Talk. This is Enid on the 2nd of April 2015. And I wanted to talk about gyms. Again, I'm sorry about the whole fitness malarkey being addressed by me again. But I think I am somewhat helping a gym to be a pioneering gym in Cheltenham. We basically, let me just explain the background. We have a gym in our Gloucestershire College campus in Cheltenham. It's a lovely little gym, lovely staff. It's pretty empty during the day, very busy in the evenings. And you can do pay as you go. If you're a student, I think it's £3.50 or something. If you're not a student, it's only £4.50, and I think it's like £15 for monthly if you do direct debit, etc., etc. And until last, let me not lie, at least until last summer, they still had buttons on their equipment. Sadly, despite their reassurance that this wouldn't happen so quickly, they did change the equipment, and everything apart from their arm bikes now have touchscreens, which of course, as a consequence, I then stopped going or just popped in from time to time because it was simply impossible for me to do. And I'm not one of those people who was happy with just being set up and then, calling people over, because I figured there must be more. You should be able to be more independent. You don't want to nearly hang off the back of the treadmill, gasping for air because someone's not a reception, not able to help you because they just nipped out and grabbed a coffee. It's no fun for you, and it's no fun for the staff. So we'd address this, I think. Heck, I think even last year one of the learning support assistants, the lady who helped me in my 10K last year works in that college in Gloucester, but she still works in that college, and so she emailed the gym and asking them if they could do some tactile markings on their equipment, and I received an email saying we'd be more than happy to let me look into it, which had never been done. Right, this brings me to today then. So, because it's half term, and because I'm on this cleanse, and because I didn't have anyone who took me on a run this week because my guy, bless him, was snowed under with work, I decided to go to the gym today, thinking, well, hopefully the people there are happy to help me again. And I met this lovely new lady, and we had a conversation in between my workouts, like when I came off the treadmill. I had a conversation with her about tactile markings, and she said, well, how much are they? What can be done about this? And I said, well, they're not really expensive. And I gave them the number, I gave them Inside Gloucestershire, which is the local association for the blind, which I'm, by the way, fundraising for. And she called them, literally right away, when I was sitting on the arm bike and she called them within minutes. There was no, oh yeah, I'll call them when I have time. She called them within minutes and she said, I'm going to get these bump-ons today. Which is shocking because, it took me so many months to get through. And this one lady who was fairly new to the gym, she just completely takes it into her hands. I said to her, I don't want you to get in trouble, so do make sure you talk to the manager first, who happened to be on call And she was like, yeah, go for it, because I've been trying to do this, but I had no time, da-da-da. So it was arranged, basically, that they're going to put bump-ons, not on every machine, but at least one machine for each type of machine. So one treadmill, one bike, one cross-trainer, one stepper, etc., etc. Which is great because then, you know, a disabled person, a blind person can just find the way to that machine and can do it themselves. Now, the only little issue I'm having, or not issue, but a little tiny worry is, will some numpty who has nothing better to do eventually come and peel them off? That can, of course, happen. But you kind of have to take this chance, and they're promising that they'll all keep an eye on it, and they're going to make all the staff aware. And in return, I said, well, look, basically, I became quite excited about it. I said, well, look, you are situated in a college where there is a department dealing with disabled students. You never know when the next visually impaired student will enter and want to use the gym. And I said as well, bear in mind that I know a lot of visually impaired people in the country, or even in the city, in Cheltenham and in Gloucestershire, who are longing to, you know, join a gym, who don't want necessarily to pay monthly, and who don't have the money to pay, you know, to buy a big membership or pay for a personal trainer. So I said, look, you are one of the only two gyms where you can, you know, do pay-as-you-go that I know within the region. It would be, you know, it's not just for me, it's a business opportunity almost. So we arranged it like this. She is already gone and got the bump on today, which is just the determination was incredible. I feel very privileged to have met this lady. Next Thursday, and I'm going to see if I can audiobook part of this. Next Thursday, I'm going to go back into the gym to help her talk through what buttons are crucial to be labelled. Because, you know, okay, you can't maybe label all the menu buttons and the you know, everything, but you can label the stop, start, higher incline, lower incline, faster, slower button. And I said, well, if you do that in a row, like the buttons are, you know, it's easy for a blind person to remember the order of buttons once they're labelled. It's not a problem. So we're going to do that next Thursday, and I'm hugely excited about this because there is just no other gym that does that. I've heard that Fitness First has some kind of indentations in some of, you know, in some of their touchscreens, but you know, if this is like the indentations, it's good for some, but even that, you're not always sure whether you can feel that, especially when you've got sweaty hands and stuff. So, you know, for them to do that, for a small gym to do that, is quite extraordinary. So, I just want to encourage you again, guys, be out there, you know, say what you feel, tell them what opportunities are out there, what products that really don't cost the world. You don't have to braille it all out. You can just use bump-ons. You know, tell people what you need and maybe give them a bit of an appetite, telling them that, hey, I know other blind people who could use this. It might mean more business for you. And you never know what happens. And I'm excited about this. And I'm going to definitely keep you guys posted. And then hopefully we can just do this for several gyms around the country, because you don't want to be limited when you're blind. You just don't want to just, you know, be limited to some exercises you can do at home or be on the mercy of somebody who comes around to run with you, which is, I will still obviously do that. But now, if my guide says, I'm so sorry, I'm snowed under with work again, I can say, hey, Rachel, that's absolutely fine, because guess what? I can go to the gym and, you know, do a treadmill run so that the next run with you, I might even be more fitter because I'm able to train in the meantime. And it's a win-win situation for all of us. And I'm sorry I'm waffling, but I'm just hugely excited about this. So please, you know, give me your feedback. Let me know what you think about this. Do you think bump-ons are safe on treadmills and stuff? I think it's better than nothing. I'll definitely keep you posted how it's going. And, you know, do give me, drop me a line or comment on this or, you know, start discussion on here or something. But I think it's a good start. And I'm excited about this opportunity. That's really it now. I hope you're all having a good evening, and I'm hoping you're going to have a fantastic Easter. I certainly can't wait for Granny-in-law's amazing food after my cleanse. And I hope to speak to you soon.